Hello.
Hello, my name is Karen, calling from Opinion Research. We are conducting a statewide survey, and I would like to ask you some questions. Are you at least 18 years and registered to vote in Ohio, sir?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. And do you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Do I believe what?
If you feel the secure storage of firearms is or is not a major responsibility of gun ownership?
Yes, it's a responsibility of ownership.
Thank you. A firearm is considered securely stored if it is either in a secure storage device that is also locked and can only be unlocked with a key, a combination, fingerprint, or the other similar means, or made temporarily inoperable by a tamper-resistant locking device, such as cable lock or a trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through and stored in a place where a person who is prohibited from handling it, such as a child, cannot reasonably gain access to it. Would you support or oppose a state law in Ohio requiring that firearms be securely stored?
I would definitely support it.
Thank you. And would you support or oppose a state law requiring that firearms be securely stored if the law defines secure storage to include a locked safe?
Sure.
What about a locked container or case? Do you support or oppose?
Container or case is fine, too.
Okay. What about a lock box or other device that is designated to be or which can be used to store a firearm?
Yes.
Support. Okay. And a key lock?
What? I'm sorry?
A key lock.
Oh, you mean like a trigger lock?
Yes, sir.
Yes.
And what about a biometric identifier such as fingerprint?
You have to buy the gun that has that, but yes.
Okay, thank you so much. If a firearm is in a storage device such as locked safe, case, or lockbox, do you feel it should or should not also be required to be unloaded?
I think if it's in a lockbox, it can be loaded.
Thank you. If a firearm is not in a locked safe, case, or logbook, do you feel it is or is not sufficiently secure if it is equipped with a cable lock or trigger lock, stored in a container that is not see-through, and is also kept in a place where a minor cannot reasonably gain access to it?
I think if it's loaded or whatever, it should be locked up.
Okay, thank you so much. If a firearm is not in the physical possession of its legal owner or someone who is legally allowed to carry a gun, such as law enforcement officer, would you support or oppose a law that requires the gun to be stored securely?
If it's not in the owner's possession or police, it should be stored securely.
Okay, thank you so much. We're almost done, okay? Thank you so much for your time. Searches of homes and cars often require law enforcement to get a search warrant. Would you support or oppose a law that requires firearms to be securely stored if it is also includes language making clear that law enforcement cannot use the secure storage requirement as a reason to enter your home or search your car without a warrant?
I would not support anything that lets them search without a warrant.
Okay. Would you support or oppose a law that allows an affirmative defense for a person who lawfully owns a firearm that is discharged by a minor if it can be established that the firearm was securely stored immediately prior to the minor obtaining it?
I would not support the owner not being responsible if a minor gets a hold of it.
Thank you, sir.
Because it wasn't secured if a minor got a hold of it.
Okay, thank you so much. And prosecutors have discretion to legally decide whether or not to file charges in particular cases. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to formally assess every incident in which a minor child discharges a firearm, except for when hunting under the supervision of an adult?
Yes.
Thank you. Would you support or oppose a law requiring prosecutors to record in writing any charges filed against the adult gun owner in connection with a minor illegally discharging a firearm and make the record available to the public?
Yes, I would support that.
Okay. And in terms of your personal political party identification, do you consider yourself as a Democrat, Republican, Independent, or other?
Independent.
Thank you, sir. And what is your age, just for statistical purposes?
73.
Thank you. Which of one of the following best describes your race or ethnicity? White, African-American, Hispanic, Asian, or other?
Caucasian.
Thank you, sir. Regarding your gender, do you consider yourself male or female?
I don't consider myself anything. I'm a male.
Thank you, sir. And well, we already complete the survey. Thank you so much for your kindness, helping me with the questions. I hope that you enjoy the rest of your day.
Thanks. You do the same.
Take care, sir.